This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on, and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast, and around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice. Your radio station.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast.
From Joy 94.9.
You're on Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
Absolutely. Now, we're a little excited, aren't we?
We're extremely excited.
We make no secret of it.
No, we don't.
We were lucky enough to be in the audience the other night of Velvet, and we're even luckier right here, right now, to have the two stars, and there's a lot in it, of Velvet, the one and only Marsha Hines and
Good evening, Tom Oliver.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
Well, thank you.
We are, you know, it's. I mean, I'm just going to leap right in. It is an incredible show, Velvet. There's something about it that it is a little bit of everything, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, I hope this isn't rude because I for me, it's one of those ones where I didn't have to use my brain even slightly.
That's exactly what we planned.
You know, I just let Fabulous wash all over me.
And it does.
It does, doesn't it?
Amen.
You,
yes.
Marsha, you must love it because you did it last year and. You're a busy lady. You do not need to do anything, I would imagine, that you don't want to do.
No, true. You know? I'm very blessed. I mean, but I'm even more blessed to be in a show like Velvet.
Yeah.
You know, I'm quite aware of that. And it's a great profile for me, you know, and it's a great vehicle for me. And,
yes.
You know, they spoke to me about it some time ago and asked me if I wanted to do it. And I did an album before that, so I couldn't really concentrate on Velvet. So.
Right.
Luckily, it was put on the back burner, and here we are now. So, yeah. 2 years we were doing it. So.
Isn't it for when you go? I mean, when you go along and watch, it's a cast. It's a whole ensemble.
Everybody
obviously.
Holds their own, which is so fantastic
and really difficult to do, Tom. When you're working alongside someone like Marsha,
I know. You know? Well, talk about pressure.
No. He's so full of it. No respect. I get no respect. You need to know.
You heard it first here on Joy.
No, I totally understand. Where you're coming from, and to be honest, I was incredibly nervous starting, but to be able to now have met Marsha and worked with her for 5 months, I can honestly say that she is the most down-to-earth, grounded, welcoming human.
It's my buddy.
And so keen to learn, like as with so much experience, you wouldn't expect someone with so much experience and knowledge to still want to learn new things. And we're rocking the Instagrams and having
we're
heaps of fun
stuff.
Along
we're
the way.
Kind of figure, you know, if you think you've learned everything, it's time to go.
Absolutely,
that's it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and you know, that's across. I think that's in any industry, but very, very important in the entertainment industry.
You know, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Because you learn. I mean, you know, you've done it a million times, but every audience is different. Every night is different.
Every cast is different. You're only as good
as your last gig.
Yeah. As good as your last gig.
I know.
And that keeps you really honest, you know.
Yeah.
And you don't rest on your laurels. You must never.
No. And but on that note, Tom, your voice is incredible.
Ah, so nice.
Absolutely
incredible. No, I mean, we were there opening night and you just, you know, it is incredible voice, you know, to be able to, you know, to softer side to it and then to belt it out like that. And there you go. You know, you may have been nervous to meet, you know, someone who's had that much of a career like Marsha, but yeah, I guess you cease to be as nervous when you can do what you can do.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. Tom, what was it like? What was it like stepping in? Because you stepped into it when the show was already very formed, and you were kind of jumping in and going from there. What was it like working with the crew then?
Well, I actually saw the show when it was at the Malthouse last year, and I was a massive fan. So I really wanted to be a part of it, and I was so kind of annoyed that I didn't know about it when it was happening. And then out of the blue, I got an email from the producers. asking if I'd like to come in for an audition. I went through about four auditions and Marsha was at one of them. I felt like I was on Australian Idol for a little bit there.
No, I think I was very nice.
She was very nice and welcoming. And then, yeah, stepping into the show, I mean, Brendan McLean originated this role and I am very, very different to him. So I think I loved putting my own spin on it. I don't think I could recreate what he did. So.
And we wouldn't, and we definitely, no, we would not want that,
You bring your own flavour.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think that's what you've got to do.
Well, I mean, I would imagine a little bit more innocence, you know. I'm a huge Brendan fan.
So am I.
Absolutely.
You know I am.
I do indeed. And but I mean, you know, that's what you see more wide-eyed, you know.
He's very vulnerable, isn't he?
Absolutely, you know.
It's a tribute to the show, I think, that it can go for so long where it can have a couple of people join along the way. It's amazing that it's into its third year. Like the audience really are a testament to that.
Yeah, because you've gone all over Australia, haven't you?
And we went to Edinburgh as well.
Edinburgh, I didn't know.
We're off to New Zealand next month.
Yay.
Just keeps on going. I mean, but it's just such a fantastic show. There's so much in it. Like Michael's saying, you can just switch off your brain and be entertained on so many different levels. We were trying to put our finger on, you know, what category does Velvet fit into? And it doesn't fit into just one.
Yeah. Isn't that good?
Which I think is part of the beauty
of
it.
Isn't that good? But, you know, like even me, I hear those songs every night and I'm singing along backstage. Mm. And I got to say, it's nerve-wracking walking on for Never Knew Love, okay? It's just like...
Really? Yeah.
Honestly. Sure. You know, I mean, sometimes, you know, I said to the guys, sometimes I got to get a really good stance up on that steer because if someone screams my name, it sort of makes me go, whoa.
Yeah. Well, I do regret doing that.
Thank you, Mike.
No, no.
Woohoo. Yeah. But, you know, and so I've been dealing with an injury as well because we were playing tennis in.
It was a bloody good serve.
Yeah. And I was flying through the air with the greatest of ease and I fractured my Achilles.
Oh, no. Oh.
But, darling, I had to sleep in high heels for like 2 months.
Yeah. Welcome to my world. To you, Tom, you must blame yourself, obviously.
Oh, he does not.
Yeah,
no, I'm still reflecting on that great action that I came down with.
And
in,
I went
in
up.
Hobart.
I went up. Yeah. You know,
no, it was a bummer.
It's all in the wrist.
But that's a testament to the kind of performer Marsh is. There was no way that she wasn't going to do the show. And here we are, months later, she's still rocking it.
Oh, I guess when you get brought up that way, that you can wheel me on.
That's right, honey. Yes. Yeah, as long as I'm not an embarrassment to everybody and myself. That's all that matters.
Where's my iron lung?
That's what Peggy Lee did, I heard. Way back in the day.
That's how she got the fever.
She was she was getting oxygen before she'd go on and see Man.
Wow.
Too cool. That's too cool. I love it.
I think maybe I'll give it up by then.
Do you? Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I pretty much need it now. Time to call it quit. We've got to have some music now.
Okay.
And I say got to because I do believe...
We have a Marsha song.
Oh, yes. Love it.
Of course we do.
You're on Joy. We'll be back.
Troubles in my life, no foolish dreams. pretty music. I got the music in me.
Oh, my word. It is Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean. That is the one and only Marsha Hines. And Tom Oliver joins us as well. Yes. Marsha, do you, I mean, you know, I guess listening to your music for us, you know, you, when we see you come out on stage and we stop ourselves from screaming out, Marsha. it's incredible that your voice has lost none of its magic, you know.
Thank you, God. You know, I mean,
I guess, yeah. I mean,
I consider it a great gift. I really do. And I do a big warm-up before I go on stage. And, you know, all the things that you must do if you carry your instrument around with you. We can't plug ourselves in, you know.
I wish.
And Tom takes really good care of his voice as well. And I think it's important to try.
Yep. You know, are you still both on 20 a day?
We're back to 18.
Okay.
It's a real bummer. It's a blessing.
It's a blessing and a bummer.
Because we don't have any understudies. So we're doing 8 shows a week regardless. Mm. I had laryngitis in Wollongong and we just had to do it. So
did the show.
The Jimmy Barnes special was great for a couple of days.
Right.
Yeah. So,
well,
you
that's
know.
Your training though, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, you rely on that. I mean, there's still going to be a voice there. If you've got no voice, there's no way you can go on.
That's correct.
You know,
yeah,
otherwise.
That's correct.
You know.
But, you know, you do what you can because, you know, you have to help everybody make their appearance important. Everybody's appearance is important. Often think about that backstage, you know, how important it is to support the people that are before you and after you. Does that make sense?
It sure does.
You know, and I mean, if you don't say your line, the next person can't say their line.
Yep.
Or if you don't, it's fantastic, isn't it?
That's an obvious thing for me watching Velvet. Mm-hmm. It is, you know, as I said before, it's an ensemble. And when you're all on, there's a lot of eye connection.
Oh,
there's
yeah,
a
we
lot
love
of,
each other.
You know, fist pumps and that sort of stuff, you know, which adds to it. You
can't fake it though. I mean, you don't like somebody, you just don't like them. You know what I'm saying? So he liked
that face
I pulled.
About
right?
that, which ones do you really not like?
Not one.
What?
Not
come
one.
On.
No, there's not one. You look, it's a family and we're traveling.
I know,
you know, and there's always somebody crazy in the family. There's always that uncle you shouldn't have invited or that auntie you shouldn't have invited.
So, Joey, if you're listening, just hey, going.
No. Yeah, we love your work, Joey. Not on it. Joey's our musical director who sits up the top and comes
he's
down.
Great.
Yes,
isn't
we know. He's really cool.
He's really good.
He was the musical director for Human Nature for 11 years. He went to Vegas with them and he did.
Wow.
He also did Tap Dogs
and
Stomp and stuff
there
like
you go.
That. So he's pretty
so
cool.
So great pedigree.
Mm-hmm.
And it works at Crown, doesn't it?
It
works.
Does.
That's a big old showroom.
I've never been there.
You know?
It's an incredible space.
Yeah.
It's and I think it really has kind of turned into the Studio 54 vibe that the producers really hoped it did. And
yes.
I think...
You can get lost in that room otherwise.
I heard. You know? John Foreman,
who's a dear friend of mine, he came to see the show in Malthouse, loved it, and then came and saw the show and heard that we were doing...
The Palms.
Yep. I'm going to say the Palais, but no, the Palms. Yeah. And so he came and said he was so worried, and then he sat in the audience and saw what we'd accomplished with the lighting and the catwalk, and he said they'll be fine. Mm. And he loved the show.
Yes.
You know? It's great to have people like that, you know, endorsing your show as well. Because I know John, if it was not so good, I was going to swear, but if it's not so good, he will tell me.
Please leave your potty mouth.
Hey, I did. I have so far. I'm really good. It's all Tom's fault.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
My apologies.
I mean, that's what's going to be really interesting about the show. You've done Spiegel Tents. You've done all these different spaces around the world, and the show still just works and fits.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And I mean, and that's one of the advantages of the show, I think. You know, I think that's one
it's
of
cool
the...
It's cool as a performer to be in so many different rooms too and adjusting to an intimate space in a Spiegel Tent in a town like Newcastle or Wollongong and then coming into a big space like the Palms or...
Exactly.
Or the Roslyn Packer in Sydney. So it's really a blessing for us to have 10 months of so many different venues.
It is, because you really have to you know,
and backstage too, I reckon. Yeah. We're in a
that's
small...
another choreography. Yeah. That's choreography you want to see.
What's it like, Baxter? It must be all right there.
It's mad.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the palms. But you check out a little demountable in a Spiegel tent and get changed with so many people in a room smaller than this. It is quite...
It's pretty crazy, isn't it?
Quite an obstacle. Yeah. But we've done it.
We do it. We do it. We've done it, and we will do
and
it again.
And we don't notice that, do we? You know,
absolutely
it's
not.
It's all smoke and mirrors.
And that's our costume lady.
Yeah.
She's Mel's the bomb.
And what about the girls? Those two girls.
Well, it wasn't for Mel, they wouldn't get on stage.
They're incredible. Well, they're good on you, Mel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love you, Mel.
Shout out, Mel. And Rochelle and Rochelle and Kayla are two sirens. They don't leave the stage, so it's for them singing, dancing and
sweating
and helping tell the story. It's there's so many costumes to get through, so it's as much as an obstacle backstage as it is on stage. I'd love to kind of put a GoPro backstage and,
no, you
and
would.
See
he
the journey.
GoPros everything. He's really sick, guy.
Oh, no, I mean to see the traffic. I don't want to see people getting trained.
Do you mean everything? Well, I think it's obvious that we love it, and we're very grateful that you could come in today.
Thank
I know
you for
how
the support.
You are.
We appreciate it.
Without
really
a doubt,
it's so
it is. You know, otherwise, it's back to that. If we didn't love it, we wouldn't be able to support you. You know, it's incredible. You wouldn't, would you?
I love
that. Certainly not.
No.
Well, you know, in an honest way. Thank you very much, both of you. Enjoy it. You've got a lovely long run, but you've got to get in there and get these tickets. It goes to the 2nd of July, is that right?
Yes.
In Melbourne,
yes.
And then we have a break, and then the 22nd we do the Helpman Awards. We close that, I've been told. And then we open at the Roslyn Packer Theatre.
In Sydney, yeah.
Fabulous. And then...
New Zealand, Darwin, Parramatta.
Yeah.
On and on. The Velvet Show.
But we love Joy, and we're so happy that we could come.
Thank you for your support always, guys.
Thank you very, very much. All right, you're on Joy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.